The Quran had begun to develop a primitive just war theory. In the steppes, aggressive warfare was praiseworthy. But in the Quran, self-defense was the only possible justification for hostilities, and the preemptive strike was condemned. War was always a terrible evil, but it was sometimes necessary in order to preserve decent values, such as freedom of worship. Even here, the Quran did not abandon its pluralism. Synagogues and churches, as well as mosques, should be protected. The Muslims felt that they had suffered a fearful assault. Their expulsion from Mecca was an act that had no justification. Exile from the tribe violated the deepest sanction of Arabia. It had attacked the core of the Muslims' identity. But Muhammad had embarked upon a dangerous course. He was living in a chronically violent society, and he saw these raids not simply as a means of bringing in much-needed income, but as a way of resolving his quarrel with the Quraysh. We have discovered in our own day that waging war for the sake of peace is a high-risk venture. The ruthlessness of battle can lead to actions that flout the very principles that the warriors are fighting for, so that, in the end, neither side can claim the high moral ground. Muhammad tried to give his ghazu ethical grounding, but he had no experience of a long military campaign and would learn that once it had started, a cycle of violence achieves an independent momentum and can spin tragically out of control. At first, Muhammad fought according to the traditional rules, but in January 624, just before the change of the Qibla, he had his first experience of the unpredictability of warfare. The emigrants were becoming more confident. During the winter months, the Quraysh sent their caravans south, so they no longer had to pass Medina. But ever anxious to attract their attention, Muhammad sent a small raiding party of 9 men to attack one of these southbound caravans. It was the end of Rajab, one of the sacred months when all fighting was forbidden. On the last day of Rajab, the Muslims came upon a small caravan encamped in Nakla. What should they do? If they waited until the following day when the truce ended, the caravan would be able to return unscathed to Mecca. They decided to attack. The first arrow killed one of the merchants. Most of the others fled, but the Muslims took 2 prisoners whom they brought back to Medina with the captured merchandise. But instead of greeting the raiders as conquering heroes, the Muslims were horrified to hear that the raid had violated the sacred month. For a few days, Muhammad did not know how to respond. He had, after all, abandoned much Meccan religion and may have imagined that he could jettison the forbidden months too. The raid had been a success. Not only were there rich pickings, but he had shown the Quraysh that he could attack them almost on their own doorstep. He had also impressed many of the Medinese. But there was something dubious about the whole business. Muhammad had never condemned the practice of the forbidden months before. The sources seem uneasy about the incident. Muhammad had discovered that, however idealistic your war might be at the outset, something distasteful is likely to occur sooner rather than later.